have Zerahun Zwadi, if I'm right. You can help me there. Welcome to the program, and it's very good to have you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, and Zerahun is the DTM program coordinator working for the IOM. And also, I'm glad to tell you that online we have Richard Okello. Richard Okello is CAM coordination, or he's from the CAM coordination or CAM management cluster, and he's the coordinator. Richard, good morning, and good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, William, and I'm happy to be online. Unfortunately, I could not make it to the studio.
That's,
I hope we could be able to contribute to the discussion.
That's okay. It's good to have you, and it helps as well also with physical distancing at this particular moment. We also have Halake Mohammed. Halake Mohammed is from OCHA Information Manager. Halake, good morning. Welcome. It's good to have you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's good to have you. Let's begin. Yes. Can you hear me well, Halake?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good to have you. Now, let's begin with our guest in the studio here, Zerahun. Zerahun, please, just tell us, can you please tell us about DTM? What does it stand for, and what do it do? I mean, what is it all about?
Thank you, Sabit, for having us again. DTM is one of the unit in IOM, International Organization for Migration. In South Sudan, there are different units. It's one of the unit in IOM. Mm-hmm. So DTM stands for Displacement Tracking Matrix. So have four different components, which is a global standard we apply. And luckily, all the four components are applicable in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. Those are mobility tracking, the one we are going to talk about more about that. And we have flow monitoring. Mm-hmm. And we have surveys and biometric registration, which is well known in South Sudan in general.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us about the report IOM just released this week on mobility tracking?
Yes, we have released the initial data for round 8 mobility tracking, which covers the 10 states, 78 counties, 500 PIAMs. Mm-hmm. And we cover in general 2,747 locations throughout South Sudan. This report has a data set, and we have also basic information. So this is number 8, as I said. So the first one, we started it in 2018, January to February. Mm-hmm. So mobility tracking mainly estimates the number of IDPs and returnees in South Sudan in general. So this is a very basic information which is used for planning purpose, mm-hmm. As well as it informs decision of different humanitarian UNMISS and donors, as well as also transition and recovery program like UNDP and other partners in South Sudan.
Yes, and what were the findings of this particular report?
So round 8, the finding is we have estimated 1.6 million IDPs in South Sudan, and details of locations and IDP sites also identified. And we have identified also 116 IDP sites, and the rest locations are with the host community. And the same way also we have identified returnees within South Sudan from different counties, locations, and from abroad. The details, disaggregated information is available in the report. So we estimated 1.5 returnees in general in South Sudan, mm-hmm. including internal displacement and those who have been displaced outside but now returned to South Sudan. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of both.
All right. We'll get back to you. Let's first talk to Mr. Richard Okello. Richard Okello is the cluster coordinator in CAM coordination and CAM management. Richard, good to have you. How important is this data provided by the DTM to the work you do?
Thank you, William. First and foremost, accurate and reliable and up-to-date data is the foundation for a coordinated and effective camp management response. And DTM is playing a very crucial role in providing to the cluster and our partners a very accurate and reliable and up-to-date data. And this helps us and all the travel providers in the displacement location to design and implement their program to reach the affected population that have already been identified by DTM. It also helps in identifying the groups that are at risk, the people who normally come them as the people with a specific need, so that we have an appropriate and equitable response to their need. But also, this data is an evidence base to provide the humanitarian to begin to design the program based on the evidence, based on the numbers that has been provided by DTM. That also allows us to prioritize activities based on the community, the different runs of the community that have been identified by DTM. So DTM, we are happy with the work they are doing because they ensure that the population data which is collected is disaggregated by age, is disaggregated by sex, is disaggregated by vulnerability. So it makes our work very easy when it goes to the planning, for the response, and for strategizing our activities.
Yes, and let's talk to Halake Muhammad. Halake, good to have you again. How do you use this information for your planning and coordination in the UN Orcha?
Well, thank you so much, Sebit, for having me today. Just to give you a background, OCHA is the UN agency responsible for bringing together humanitarian actors to ensure a coherent response to emergencies such as the one in South Sudan, and also to ensure that there is a framework within which each humanitarian actor can contribute to the overall response effort and help to make sure that the people in need receive the humanitarian assistance that they need. So, first of all, the displacement information that is provided by DTM IOM is very critical in the overall response efforts in that it helps us in making sure that the right type of assistance gets to the right people at the right place and at the right time. To give you an example, planning for any big humanitarian response, including such as the one in South Sudan, is like walking on a small path on a dark night. And as you know, darkness carries uncertainties. There could be a bump on the road, there could be a sharp turn, there could be a slight bend, a pothole, or even a rocky cliff that you don't know about. So even with the best eyesight and a modern compass, you will definitely need a small torch to help you see the footpath and help you to avoid the potholes and the bumps and the uncertainties on the road. So here, with IOM, DTM displacement data, this is like the small torch for us in the planning for the displaced people. The displacement information they have provided so consistently over the past years have helped us make better analysis, helped us plan better, and helped humanitarian partners across the country to provide humanitarian assistance more efficiently to meet the needs of one of the most vulnerable people in the country, that is the displaced populations in South Sudan. As we all know, providing timely assistance is very critical and important in this humanitarian response.
All right. We'll get back to you, Halake. Thank you for talking to us. And yes, let's get back to our guests here in the studio. We've heard how important this report is. Like, it's like a torch that, you know, helps people move in darkness. How long have your office been conducting this assessment? And can you draw similarities and differences between from the past reports and the data? What has changed?
Thank you. As the reports released, one is number 8, which we call it round 8. We have gone 8 rounds so far with different challenge in the between different rounds. So the first round we did is January to February 2018. So at that time, we only covered very small locations, and access was not that much conductive or in our side to access more location. To give you some basic information, on the first round, we cover only 218 sites. Now we are covering 2,747. This shows you that access is improving. So our team and different partners we work, we are able to access different locations. That's why also we're able to reach more people. So hard-to-reach locations are now a bit accessible, and there are some challenges also from round to round because of different access constraints. We don't able to go on regular basis. So the finding, the more location we cover, we found the more IDP sites and the more returnees locations. So this means we are trying to reach more population, and the response and for those population will enhance also. So that's the difference we have. It's clearly the site and the locations are enhancing from round to round.
Yes, and somebody will be wondering, how do you collect this information? Are you partnering with some other partners, or do you work with local authorities? How do you get this information?
Yes, DTM is working closely with local authorities, mainly with RRC, which is Relief Rehabilitation Commission, at county level, state level, and we have also a number of enumerators and hand enumerators with our team to deploy to different locations. So this is the existing structure what we have. From time to time we are developing, and whatever we collect from different locations, data on IDPs and returnees, we also validate using partners on the ground. There are different organizations also release different reports, so validation process will be there. But we are working very closely with RRC focal persons at county, state levels.
All right, because that's the time we have is coming up to just top of the hour where we go to the news. Let's go right away and find out from Halake and Richard Okello, what would be your final messages when it comes to this DTM and how it has really impacted on your work? We begin with you, Richard Okello.
Thank you again, William. How we use the information provided by DTM, there are about five activities that we do. It helps us to begin to think of doing need assessment, because DTM will have identified the population, where they are, the kind of condition where they're living in. So we do the need assessment and data analysis. And based on that need assessment, we do a strategic planning, and the strategic planning, we have two levels of the planning. One, we have already identified the people in need using the DTM data. And after identifying people in need, we have to plan a response. We normally call it humanitarian response plan that runs from January to December in a year. Having done that, we also use this plan for resource mobilization, for fundraising, for advocacy. So we have 1.6 million people who are displaced in the country. And there they have the following needs. We shall go around the needs in our plan.
All right.
Once we've done the resource mobilization, that's when we do the implementation, and then, of course, the operational and review and monitoring. All that process.
All right, Richard, thank you so much. It's been good to have you. And Halake, just in less than 30 seconds, please, what will be your final remarks?
My final remarks will be that since humanitarian partners speak on behalf of the people who are conflict and natural disaster affected, we need solid evidence and data, including the one from DTM-IOM, to help us advocate for the people in need, and especially the displaced in this country. So I will. My parting shot will be that we should use this information from DTM and others, and also, you know, share and disseminate widely, because, quote an African proverb, if you want to go fast, you go alone, but if you want to go far, we go together. So right. We should share information and plan together to help the people who are most in need.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Halake. And yes, finally, our guests here in the studio, what will be your final remarks?
Yes, we have a mailing list when we distribute our reports, and our reports are public, and they can find it in displacement.iom.int, and they can reach us also to IOM Communications and as well as to DTM. And I want to lastly thank also partners and donors who support us to do this activity, like ECHO, DFID, and Canada, and WFP, and USAID also.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for talking to us this morning, and thank you for coming. Thank you, our guests on phone. We do appreciate all your time.